to a different gym. There was a guy, he had a mustache. He was a mustache guy. And he looked like Andrew Schultz had a baby with Ted Lasso. Like, he was a mixture of those two mustache guys as one guy. So I was in the locker room, and this guy comes over from the sauna, and he's like, "Hey, man." I was like, "What the fuck's happening right now? Am I getting approached at a new gym?" But he was like, "My locker's jammed," and he's like, "Butt naked. He's like, can you like go up to the front and like come help me?" He's like, "I got you. I got you." So I had to run up there, and like he wasn't even there. I had to talk to one of the ladies. I was like, "Hey, there's a naked guy. His locker's jammed back there." So I had to come up and
he's asking specifically for you.
So that was funny.
Welcome into the Fort Friends Conspiracy Fort Time. This is a long time coming. That's what she said. This is the Mars podcast of conspiracy theories with your Tree Fort gang. As always, Philip Boughton here with you. There is also a one Joseph Johnson, Joe John. And there is also Stephen Partridge or Stevie P. Nice. I like the
episode of the Tree Fort Gang, everybody. It has been a hot minute, a lukewarm minute.
Yeah, and you know,
definitely been a while.
It's definitely the fact that we're just trying out some softwares. We had a lot of software companies come up to us and be like, "Hey, we would love for you to
get a whole to RFP utilize the process."
Yep. And so I was like, "I want three quotes on my desk ASAP." Some of them took longer. There was some head things we did like and didn't like. So really had to weed through it, but I think we landed in a safe spot here. So I'm just really excited about that. But
yeah, we're breaking the NDA here. The only podcast hosted on this platform. No free promo, so we're not going to say who it is, though.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't rhyme with Schmo Bogan.
Schmo Bogan. No, not at all.
NDA prevents me from saying too much.
Yes, exactly. So bringing back the Thursday conspiracies, if today isn't Thursday, maybe it is Thursday.
It is for
you
us.
Just don't know about it because it's a conspiracy. Oh, actually, yeah, today is Thursday.
Yeah.
So if you're I just don't know when this is getting posted is what
so
I
So if you're
meant,
listening to this on any day besides today, no, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Are you sure it's not
You're listening
Thursday?
To this on Thursday, December 12th, my parents' 32nd anniversary.
Today is?
Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. and man. Mrs.
Shout out. Wouldn't they also both be? Yeah. Well, no, they wouldn't be done. I have no idea the street name I grew up on. His middle, they both have terrible middle names. Sorry, love you guys. But Mervil, and I can't even remember what my mom says right now.
I thought Mervil was your mom, so
no,
I was like, wait,
sure
what?
I don't want to dox him, but R. Mervil W.
Mervil, what is that? Like German or something?
I would think so. He's got we got a whole weird situation on that side of my family. One, my dad's older. He was born in 1949.
Oh wow!
And like his mom was like adopted to be, as far as I understand, was like adopted to be like a like housemaid basically. So she doesn't know. I don't think she ever knew her like birth family because this is like World War II, Great Depression. Actually, Great Depression before World War II. Tough times, man. But you know,
that's
hard
insane.
Times make you hard could, men. And I'm hard.
You could
shit.
Adopt somebody to be a housemaid, like
you could sell your kids into.
They probably didn't give a fuck.
World War II.
Do you mean? I think the term hire got kind of lost in the shuffle there, but.
What blows my mind is kids would clean back then. Like I'm trying to picture selling my kids to clean
out. I love the. I would always talk about this meme with Rosemary last season, but I love the. Like, whenever I see, like, the Minecraft memes where it's like the kids yearn for the mines.
Master got me working.
Kids in 1920s working in the mines. Kids in 2020s working in the mines on Minecraft.
Minecraft, yeah.
So the children yearn for labor.
They do. They love right, it.
Welcome, I fucking to, so, yeah, welcome to the conspiracy episode. yeah. We're going to be talking Mars and,
so,
and Permia.
Actually, another... Yeah, but we're talking about Mars, but speaking of conspiracy, I guess it's not really a conspiracy. Dude, the United guy.
I have it on my iPad to bring it up. I was literally about to work this into conversation.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, everybody listening to this, you know, this is a good reference in time that happened this week that they caught him. He was in Altoona, which is where all of my family is from. So that's hilarious because it's just like, I'm like listening to the news and it's like the Blair County courthouse. I'm like, I know a Blair County. And it's like the Altoona McDonald's. Like, oh shit. I know that.
I got a hand job in that McDonald's.
I have two things to say about the Altoona part. Well, I guess one of them is conspiracy, but one of them is just something I've come to learn about Altoona today. And I know mm-hmm. you're not, I know you don't claim it as your hometown, but I have a bone to pick with you about this. You know what Altoona pizza is?
Yes.
That's fucking disgusting.
The cheddar. Is that what you're talking about?
Like undercooked dough with like the slice of American cheese on the top of
it. Yeah. And green bell pepper.
If you're listening to this podcast, look up Altoona pizza, Altoona pizza.
Talk to.
And then throw up.
Talk to Christian. Talk to Christian Boughton about that.
Disgusting.
Apparently he
American cheese makes everything
enjoy it.
That doesn't American sound
I was like good. That sounds like something I would make when I was 17 and high.
Yeah. You with know like what? Lando Lakes white American on top. I didn't think.
You know what? RFK is going to get rid of American cheese because it's not even real cheese.
I don't even touch it.
We're making America healthy again.
Regret so my vote already.
My follow-up question about him being in Altoona, and this kind of is where it gets a little conspiratorial. Do you think that he was caught on purpose?
He was caught on purpose?
Where he was caught was on purpose. Do you think he purposely meant to be caught in Altoona?
Why?
The number that like keeps coming up with this guy, and I know he didn't really have like a manifesto, but 286 is the number. On his Twitter, I saw like he has like a Pokemon in his like aviator picture. That Pokemon number is like 286. There was a couple other mentions of 286. And this is what I saw online. I didn't actually pull up maps to vet this, but it sounds logical. But where he was arrested was about 286 miles, either from where he killed the guy, or when I was reading it, like a hotel that was near there or something like that. So I thought that was interesting. I don't have the quote, but people are referring to Proverbs 28:6.
Proverbs.
Yeah. My fault. I'm not religious.
That's not a quote. It's just a word.
Proverbs.
Well, I know, I'm not used to saying it. So
okay.
Yeah. It's
better is a poor man who walks in his integrity than a rich man who is crooked in his ways.
Yeah, I got better the poor man who walk is blameless than a rich man whose ways are perverse. So, interesting. Also, reasons for the conspiracy. People don't think it's the same guy.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, huh? See?
You can't just sprout a unibrow overnight.
Exactly. The guy had a unibrow, like, not even, what, it was 5 days later, 6 days later? Yeah.
No way.
And also, Why does he have the gun then? Also, didn't he get rid of the jacket in Central Park that they and then they said they found him in the jacket?
Mm-hmm. And the jacket and the backpack straps don't match at all.
Yeah. He said, and then they found him with what I think it was $8,000 of U.S. currency, $2,000 of foreign currency. And he said that he didn't know where planted. It came from. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man.
But he had the gun.
But yeah, I don't know. But like also for days they were like, is this guy a fucking professional? And then he gets caught in like the least professional way.
McDonald's.
Like having the gun on him, using the ID that he used on the bus in Atlanta to get to New York. like all of a sudden out of nowhere he's brainless. I think it was, yeah. I think it's, I don't know about the whole conspiracy about it not being
so him. You think he's taking the fall?
No, I think that, I think it's just part of it. Was he, I think he just intended to get caught as part of it.
Yeah. He thinks that he, and especially like the everything you just said about the 286, he thinks he's some like
he did say there's a quote about it actually. It's in his
he thinks he's Robin Hood, that he's like doing the world a favor. Because turns out he's never even had United insurance.
I don't know if that's true.
They just said that today.
Who did?
Never.
The I'm police. Just going to come out and say, like, I'm surprised it took as long as it did for a CEO of a healthcare company to get murked.
Yeah,
I'm like, it sucks.
I feel people like it's pretty that. Bipartisan across the line that everybody feels like that. Like, we all like,
kind unfortunate, of... Unfortunate, not surprised.
Yeah, we all kind of have, like, in some way, like, been just inconvenienced and
but he's not
into the system.
He's not a 40-year-old parent who lost a child because of something. He's just some punk 26-year-old.
Hey, he can't even have sex because of how bad his back is. That was one thing I heard.
Well, yeah, like, I also heard like, that,
never gets that bad. my back will always be primed.
Read that he, or I heard that he posted on Reddit that he had some sort of surgery and it has brought it back.
Yeah,
I mean, if he's got a bad back, how is he running around murdering people?
I know. Oh yeah, right.
You can't fuck. You can't murder someone.
Right.
Right.
But yeah.
That doesn't work in that progression. Like if I'm not able to perform sexually, I'm definitely not leaving the house and attempting to kill someone.
Do you guys think do you think he gets killed?
No.
I think he would have by now.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just asking for the sake of your conspiracy for that. Now.
I don't think he gets killed. I think he thinks that – I think it's just a one-off situation. I think he thinks that he's doing the world a favor and
this could wants be like to be some, a hero. Some Jason Bourne type shit where the government hired him to do that and he's like, no, they're about to
kill that's me. That's what I've seen a lot of that but, online too, people saying that it's like a government psyop.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't want to get murdered by the government. Here I am.
Yeah.
I'm a gangbang. Come get me.
It's so funny. I think the memes are hilarious, and I think a lot of other people do as well. But it was like right after it happened, someone posted on Facebook like a lookalike contest for that guy in like Central Park to get just a bunch of guys that look like him to show up in Central Park.
Oh.
Because that's like, I don't know, I've seen that a few things now, like lookalike contests that they do for like celebrities.
I saw a lot of comments when it first happened that was like, transaction denied, prior authorization needed.
Sorry. Empathy isn't covered in in its network.
Deductible still not
a father of two was murdered.
Oh, he all was right. Complicit in a lot of other people dying.
That's what I was saying. Like when I first read it. Saying,
it seems like people across the political spectrum, you know, really are like of you know, not, I'm not saying that anybody thinks it's okay to kill people or anything like that. I don't want to, especially because this is a podcast, I don't want it to get taken down. By no means is that what I'm saying. But the lack of empathy across the board is, I think it speaks volumes.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And I think, like, I mean, the fact that, like, something so popular is happening and then, like, people that constantly talk about stuff, like our incoming president, Trump, and then, like, Elon Musk, I don't think that they've even talked about it.
I don't know if they
they're have. Putting the country back together.
So I don't know. It's just very interesting to me.
Got me working. Well, this is a perfect segue into panspermia.
Yeah, we might talk about this in a future conspiracy episode because I think I think there's going to be a lot more to this story.
Oh my god, yes!
Let's go back to the subject matter for today.
Yeah,
panspermia.
I think there's going to be a lot of conspiracies popping up, so I'm excited to talk through them. Panspermia. Now, that, you know, it sounds Latin. Somebody explain it to me.
Joe John, you got it up? You want me to
I don't have the definition up. I was reaching for my computer real quick. Permia.
So panspermia is it's a theory. It's kind of like its own little cult where people that believe in this theory believe that life on Earth actually originated somewhere else in the universe, and Earth is just our newest stomping grounds.
Okay.
Me personally, what I was going to say earlier is it blows my mind that this is even like a full-blown theory, because I just thought of this while I was high as shit in college.
Yeah, the way this came up, with us, this was like back in October, that's why originally when we first started, I said it felt like forever, was you were just expressing a theory that you like personally had.
Yeah.
I think you specifically said that you think life originated on Mars, right? And that we, like, you know, burnt the shit out of that planet and then moved here, basically.
Yep.
And it was 100%. When we were on a call and I was researching it, and I was like, wait, this is actually a theory. I thought that the theory was like an exact match. I didn't realize that it was just the concept of life came from elsewhere, period. But yeah, I thought, that was the origins of this.
Yeah, it's crazy because it's, you know, it's just something, like I said, I was not in my right mind at all, but it just popped into my head. I was like, I really don't think that humans are from Earth. You know, I don't think it's more specific than panspermia, which is more of like a general theory concept that, you know, Earth is just where we ended up. But my personal belief is that humans originated on Mars.
And you're tied to Mars specifically? That's just what you feel?
Mars, 100%.
Okay. Yep.
Mars, bitches.
So, explain to me in your theory, just in your head. I'm not challenging, I'm just questioning you. When we got here, obviously we were much more primitive. How did that happen?
Well, see, and that's where I kind of, I don't necessarily think we were primitive at the get-go, right? This, we can get more in depth on it, but if you look at a lot of ancient hieroglyphics, cave paintings and stuff, there's always depictions of something that resembles a rocket ship or some higher figure. How did we have the technology to build the pyramids? You know, all these things that we consider part of a primitive hunter-gatherer lifestyle culture. Like, how the hell are they drawing rockets and godlike figures? How are they building pyramids? I really think that we were an advanced civilization on Mars. And similar to the path we're taking now, we just started ripping the resources to shreds, overpopulation, but we had the technology and the intelligence to get the more well-off out of Mars towards the next feasible planet, which happened to be the one a little bit closer to the sun, so it's a little bit hotter. The oxygen-rich atmosphere, the water, the ocean water, like, it's all right there. It's perfect. We got here not very smoothly, so a lot of technology was lost, and then we started to become more primitive as the knowledge and the technology that we brought with us diminished. Because it would make sense to me that you could create some type of biodegradable or renewable technology to minimize environmental impact in an advanced culture. So, to put it simply, you have a rocket that after 1,000 years biodegrades into dust. You know what I mean? So, like a concept like that. So a lot of our technology that we brought with us that made it gone. Humans basically had a little hard reset there at some point, and now we are here today. And we can see Mars and we're like, hey, let's go back there and try to fix it up.
Okay.
And so as you're talking through that, I'm trying to poke holes and then cover those holes back up. And I think one of those things like, okay, then where is the rocket ship? You said like it, you know, could have disintegrated, could have biodegraded. You know, we've talked in the past about aliens being in the oceans. And I know before I thought it was like we've only explored 20% of the oceans on Earth. Turns out it's only 5%. I mean, they could still be in there, or and just like ditched the ship and like in the Pacific Ocean somewhere, and then
humans.
Then they're just they're the Martians, the people that.
Well, came the Martians here. Are us in the theory.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So they came here, and they could have just ditched the ship in the ocean.
But then how did Antarctica?
But okay, I mean, either way, that's just you responding to his. So where that theory would lose me is the idea that it was like rich people and like, you know, like
then,
sentient beings.
Most, I was thinking that as well.
Yeah, most of like the panspermia theories range that, you know, basically the idea that, you know, if it was intentional, you know, they didn't just put like, you know, rich people there. They just sent, you know, like human eggs and sperm
right.
and stuff like that on Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. To begin creating
life.
Yeah. Or, so that's one of them. If it was done intentional by like extraterrestrials, I think that's called directed panspermia. There's lithopanspermia as well, which is basically the same concept, but it wasn't intentional. It was basically, you know, that there was like microbiomes that became attached to an asteroid or a meteor or something like that. And then that mm-hmm. crashed into Earth. So that still has a concept that, you know, life did not originate on Earth, but it was brought here, whether it was intentional or not. And then there's radio panspermia, which I guess microorganisms were propelled through radiation pressure. I don't remember seeing that one last time, but it's in my notes right now. So those are
I think they're all
differentiators of panspermia.
I think to the point of the, you know, was it the rich people, like, and, you know, well, if it was, like, if it was a bunch of the people, like, where's the technology that they had? And it's like, that's assuming that, like Stevie said, like, that things went well, and, like, you got over here, like, all right, you know, all 100 of us super rich people, like, mm-hmm. now let's get to it. Like, maybe it was, like, two people and
like Interstellar, like the little pods.
That's what I was just gonna say.
Yep.
Like, you know, just like Interstellar, kind of
like the infiltrator that they
were just a select few people were the primary knowledge and caretakers to bring about, you know, the fertilization and even of like the new planet
for the people that are like, well, you know, we evolved from. You know, this, that, and the, you know, Neanderthals, and then this, and then that, and before that, this. And it's like, maybe, but then also, like, what if it was just, like, those things were here, and we assume that we evolved from them because the two people that showed up, like, interacted with them and obviously mated with some of the, you know, like, whatever the case may be. Or the idea that it was like sperm and eggs and somehow fertilized, like, has anyone seen the movie Prometheus?
Yes.
Yeah.
I might like have.
In the very beginning when the dude,
he's like that, in the water.
Yeah. A big giant dude who drops a thing in the water. Like, it's that.
It makes sense. And it would also kind of, you know, bring back the fact that a lot of people share a common ancestry. Like there's not going to be a single origin point. And that theory can very easily explain that. Like, yeah, we were all just mixed together in a tube and dumped into the ocean.
That's because Genghis Khan,
so to speak,
fucks.
Dude fucked.
That dude.
So much pipe.
They're like, all right, new town. Everybody line up.
Assume the position.
We're piping. Might as well have called him Genghis the Plumber because he's going to be laying some pipe.
Mario is his nickname.
I don't want to talk about Mario.
I think that it makes sense to me if you take into consideration the unexplainable things from ancient civilizations.
I see that.
It makes sense. There was a few people from Mars that survived that were able to kind of put things together to at least usher in humanity's next chapter on Earth, right?
Yeah.
Whether or not that lineage of people that made it are still around, whole different conspiracy theory I could get into, but it just makes sense. Like, I think I just dead named you. God damn.
Whatever.
God, put a sound effect over it if you can.
My name is Philip Bowden.
Oh, Captain, my Captain. Oh, I'm so sorry. But we spoke about it before, right? So if you buy into the theory of evolution, right, you know, like every living organism has over time adapted to survive its environment. Mm-hmm. So as like the apex predators on Earth, why the fuck do we still get sunburns? Mm-hmm. You know, why can't we look at the sun yet?
Right.
And shit like that. Be like, oh, radiation. But it's like, yeah, but we've been here for how many thousands of years? We haven't adapted even a little bit. I still, still have some people that can't go out in the fucking sun.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just.
And Jojun, you can maybe look this up a little bit better, but there is something about the, was it 86 degrees?
The ideal temperature
that our body creates either fat or cholesterol or something, like a hormone.
How would I look this up? Just give me something to Google search so we can get it.
86 degree Mars, human body. Yeah.
Okay, because you were describing it, and I'm like, I'm trying to look it up. I don't know what to Google here.
Yeah.
Let me see. How does Mars affect the human bodies? No. 86.
It was something like 86 degrees.
Like temperature?
Like our body does something. It works better at 86 degrees, and that's like the average temperature, like of Mars. Maybe ideal body functioning.
You know, the average temperature of Mars is negative 85.
Well, it's got no more atmosphere.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's something to do with 86 still.
86.
But negative, not. I was like, 86 degrees on Mars sounds a little too nice.
I don't think it was 86. I think it was like 70 something, like 72.
The characteristic temperature on Mars in the lower atmosphere is about 200 Kelvin, which is negative 100 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, no. Okay.
Kelvin's weird. He's a sketchy guy.
Balmy. A balmy negative 100.
A crisp, cool negative 81 degrees.
You won't get a sunburn, I'll tell you that. Humidity. Yeah. It's a dry heat.
Summer daytime temperatures. In the summer, which I guess it makes sense that they're summer, right? Daytime temperatures can peak at about 62 degrees. So it can get pretty warm. That's a pretty big variance.
It's like Arizona.
Yeah, negative 100 at night and then 62
in the summer. Yeah, here it says it can range from the 70s to negative 225.
Oof.
Yeah, that's
a bit chilly.
That's a bad day. I've seen it when I was in Lake Placid during college, like not where I was, but on the like at the top of the mountains. It was like negative or I forget. I was going to say negative 100, but that sounds ridiculous. It was very negative. I cannot remember how much it was, though. God damn it.
It was just super negative. Bad vibes. Yeah. Bad vibes.
I
know,
but as soon as I was going to say the number, I'm like, wait, I'm definitely not remembering the number right.
Yeah. But it was something about like the body and something about the temperature at which we do something is more in line with Mars's temperatures if Mars was actually like a functioning planet.
And as I'm reading here, if Mars had a better, meaning more dense atmosphere with greenhouse gases like we have here, the average temperature would probably be around 32 Fahrenheit or 0 Celsius, which is like colder. But from my understanding throughout high school and college, the human body and brain operates more efficiently in colder, not freezing, but colder temperatures.
Yeah.
As opposed to hotter temperatures. So if with an average temperature of like northern Canada, you know.
Yeah, but maybe our bodies could
seem to be built to be.
That could be for the whole planet. Like, I mean, that's like saying that you know, the average temperature in the United States right now is
that's why the range that I see, that's why that goes
50 degrees, but it's like
70.
Yeah. In Texas, it's 80 right now, and in New York, it's 30. So,
yeah. But it makes sense, right? Like, if Mars had a sustained atmosphere, if we reverse time millions of years to where it had an atmosphere, and then humans were on Mars in that atmosphere, the average temperature on the planet is more conducive to.
Yeah, if there was like vegetation and stuff.
Yeah.
And what's wild, like, so you said, like, you know, maybe we overused the resources, or like, how did that atmosphere dissipate? Because that's what happened. Like, there definitely was water on Mars, and that's where it went, was there is no atmosphere on it. So nothing stays
gone
in
now.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've heard that, like, you know, if there were people there, that maybe that was happening, or maybe it was like something nuclear, but also that if it was hit by something like an asteroid, Mars isn't nearly as big as Earth, and that it could have knocked it off its axis a little bit or something, and that would have caused it to do that. And I actually, the other day, I was shit in my pants because I was listening to a conspiracy podcast that was talking about, like, if Earth's poles flipped.
Oh, rest in peace.
We're
shot.
And the worst possible death just imaginable. And it's like, yeah, if that happened, then the Earth would stop moving, but the atmosphere would keep going. And the Earth spins at 1,000 miles an hour, so the atmosphere would keep spinning, so you'd be hit with 1,000 mile an hour winds.
Everything that's moving, yeah.
Yeah, it's like
one big wave.
Yeah, the Pacific Ocean would just be dumped onto the West Coast, and...
Yep. Everything like, from the Rockies, to the west of
you tried that the other
in the face.
Yeah, the Rockies might stop most of that. Just
picture, like, to your west, every single item that you are in, like, latitude and longitude with, just smacking you in the face at 1,000 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Cars, it's like
buildings.
It's like if you're somebody that thinks, like, oh, I'm in the East Coast, I'm fine. It's like, no, because then if that happened, then the plates would be all shifty, and they think that's how, like, Pangea broke up. And because it's like there's been, like, Pangea is what we think of, like, the one giant continent, but there's been, 9 million other ones, and, like, where there's, like, lost civilizations, like, underwater, and it's like, yeah, because the plates moved, and those places, like, the idea of Atlantis, like, gets popped up, because it's like, oh, a whole civilization sinking, like, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it so makes,
like,
sense.
I do not want that to happen. And they're like, yeah, it happens every 80,000 years, and it hasn't happened in 140,000 years. Like, shut up. Like, no.
Yeah, I wonder if things like this we just weren't aware of before we came to Earth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, that could have been the cause of a lot of our issues and a lot of the technology and shit that was lost.
Yeah.
Man, just natural happenings.
If we did, you know, fuck up Mars and then, you know, come to Earth, we really fumbled the bag again. We're trying to go back to Mars.
Did we find a planet that doesn't have poles that shift?
Yeah, can we just, like, or just figure out how not to destroy them?
Yeah.
It makes sense, and I feel like it's human nature.
They're like, sorry guys, it happened again. You know, we fired the CEO, you know.
Yeah.
We got new management.
We're in a bit of a transition period.
We're gonna realign and try Mars again.
Yeah, but hey, somebody will be with you shortly, so, you know. But
humans are gluttonous by nature, you know what I mean? So it just makes sense that as you know, humans settle, they just get a little more greedy. And then after a certain point, it's like irreversible, right?
Yeah.
Just the destruction of natural resources. Like, there's a point that you can reach where it's like, oh, well, it's all downhill from here. Yeah. Like that point of no return.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's like somewhere between a hand job and a blow job.
Somewhere between a fart and a shit.
Yeah. That's a good place. The second one, not so much, but.
But maybe we knew, like, hey, we're probably going to fuck up Earth too, but we can always come back.
It's going to be
that's future us's problem.
Fucking ride. We'll say that. Yeah. Much.
Well, so I read that we can vegetate Mars basically by dropping some nukes around the poles.
Yeah, flipping.
I'm for it.
Flipping the pole.
Yeah, like we just drop a few nuclear warheads on the northern pole of Mars,
just and that would release a lot of the kill streaks.
Yeah, like a lot of the water. Like the ice crystals and stuff, and this, you know, that'll thicken up the atmosphere. Yeah. And then we can.
I think that's worth a shot. Poop. Why not? That'd be interesting. We should try and do that like ASAP.
Well, I think that's what Elon's trying to do.
Elon's working on it.
That would be the most televised event all time of just nuking shit.
Dude, that would be sick.
That's what I'm saying. I don't give a shit about how anything goes. I just want to see some nukes fucking drops. Let's go.
Can you imagine just like sitting like this at your desk and just 4K high def video of
just Mars
God dropping. The whole world jumping together to watch. Absolute nuclear carnage on a foreign planet.
And then Independence Day
flip
happens.
Our poles. Flip our poles ourselves if we all jumped at the same time.
Yeah.
Anyway, Panspermia.
So, yeah, Panspermia. I'm thinking, to be honest, what if the rich ones did make it? And because, you know, we talked about aliens, you know, the Tic Tac incident, maybe they are still here. And they're in the ocean.
They're the lizard people.
They could be the lizard people. They could be
crab people. Look like crab. Talk like people.
Yeah. Ooh. Could be crab people. Look like crab. Talk like. Are there those out there?
Do you feel it now, Mr. Krabs?
Look like crab. Talk like people.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't buy into the you know, humans purposely putting other sentient humans on there, but I could definitely, you know, think that all life was not originated from Earth and, you know, it came from foreign microbiomes and microorganisms that were on asteroids and shit like that. We don't get hit with asteroids anymore, you know. Shit used to happen.
It used to happen over thousands of years. It's like, yeah, we haven't.
No, I got through it in like a semester. That's bullshit.
There's one that's going to come pretty damn close in the next couple of years.
I read about that all the time. Every time.
Just missed Earth this last time.
And then they're like, oh, yeah, there's like 12 that we didn't even know about that almost hit us.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Also,
shut up.
Isn't today the 12-year anniversary of when the world was supposed to end from the Mayan calendar, 12-12-5?
Yeah.
12-21.
It was 21, yeah.
12-21-12.
Was it?
Yeah.
Maybe it was 12-12-12. You might be right.
Yeah.
I thought it was like... I think you're right. Yeah, there was an asteroid earlier this year that like they track, and every year it's like, if it hits this little pinhole,
nuke
it. Fucked. And it like just misses every single time it comes by,
and then it just keeps coming back around.
Yeah,
that's the fun thing about the solar system, ladies and gentlemen.
The comments.
No, like, you guys are right. It is December 21st. Okay, I thought I might have heard that somewhere else. That's why it was in my head. But then afterwards, they were like, "Well, actually, it was it started a different date, so it's already happened," or something like that.
Oh, okay.
It's the Mayan calendar, long count reset.
Yeah. Like,
we're in a new age. Now that I think about it, shit started going downhill after I graduated.
Did the world end in 2012?
I think it did.
It's possible.
Not literally, but figuratively.
I do know there's some big news about Google having a new like quantum computer that allegedly could like solve a problem that was like it was infinitely impossible to solve in 5 minutes, something like that. And like the last one was like a 10,000 minute or something that they solved in 3 minutes. So some crazy quantum computer.
The answer is 42.
We're that much closer to the Matrix.
We're almost that closer to this is what I was listening to. And again, I have no fucking idea what I'm talking about. So this is nonsense. But they're saying about getting close to the singularity where we can like simulate universes and stuff, which, you know, we're almost to the point of figuring out if we're a simulation.
Save me, Keanu.
Yeah. And then whoever's running the simulation's like, ooh, they're almost there to figuring it out. Eh, shut it off. Okay.
Whoever's running my simulations, like, yeah, and give him a small dick. Fuck you.
Yeah, but like, what if time moves? Like,
make him lose his eyesight.
What if time moves faster in the simulation? So they're like, oh, we got to simulate a universe so they can figure out a problem that we're not going to be able to figure out in time.
Ooh,
that is where I get really disappointed in the way that Westworld ended, because that was kind of the concept of that show and it was good.
Really? That makes me want to watch that show.
I didn't watch the last.
Remember you talking season. Really highly about
dude, the first I fucking, season. The first two seasons. Actually, that was first kind of two were really good. Season, but they just actually it kind of rebounded in the fourth season, and then they canceled
sucked.
It.
Sucked.
Yeah, third was trash.
Yeah.
Should I skip it, or is there an important plot?
It's. I mean, it's like 8 to 10 episodes. I mean, if you're watching it through, you might as well watch it. The first two seasons of that show. I know we're super off topic right now, but they are some of my favorite television ever. Season 3 was very disappointing. Season 4 is 8 episodes. The first 4, I think, are phenomenal. And then it kind of gets a little bit messy.
Didn't they take it off Max so they didn't have to pay the royalties anymore?
Where do I stream it then?
You can't. You'd have to buy
it. Yeah, unless somewhere else got the rights to it, I wonder. Yeah, that was when they were writing off like movies left and right. When they merged, they just took stuff off so they didn't have to pay royalties.
Smart,
but fucking stupid. Because give it to somebody else if you don't want it. Like Tubi or one of the free ones.
Was sitting here thinking about we were talking about something, and I was like,
"You have to buy it on YouTube." There'd be a
good podcast around that, and I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, when I kind of went off on a tangent there.
I'll hit it back probably, but.
And when you listen to the episode back, you'll be like, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. I hope so. So
what do you think,
Phil? Anything else that we want to bring up?
Well, I want to know what you think, because I think we both said our parts.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
Which one do I think?
Do you give any credence to the theory? Like, do you think it's possible?
I do, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think generalized ideas like very plausible.
Yeah,
my specific theory less likely.
Like either,
to me it's 100% factual.
So the rock, you know, the asteroid one, like that, like materials came from another another planet. Like okay, but proteins. Would have to have had come from another planet. And like, if that were the case, then like the absolute like building blocks of us would have to have come from somewhere. So like in my head, theory one and two, both like, was it a fancy rocket ship that everybody got on and ate a meal in the trip? Or was it a rock that had some goo on it and landed here? Like,
Lopri.
Right, yeah.
A little pre on it.
Maybe it was the moon. Maybe the moon was our ship, and it's actually hollow.
You got a little moon inside of its pants.
Yeah. Somebody put their pants on a rock, and then the rock just kind of took off like, ah, damn it.
No, dude, the moon was our ship. It's hollowed out. Our moon. It's hollowed out.
Our moon's not hollow.
What? Yeah,
have you been there? Is?
It's not.
Have you been
Phobos,
there?
Prove it.
Mars's moon. Okay, Google it. Mars's moon, Phobos, is allegedly hollow. None of the none of its features make any geographical sense. And so people believe it could be a viewing station. And
maybe that was the one ship that survived and we just
parked it back on Mars. Your geographical features don't make sense because you've got a dump truck.
It's true. I got a dump truck.
Why is my dick tan and my body is so white?
I was gonna say that I could be more convinced that, you know, it was like we were seeded here by other human, like that were extraterrestrial life. I just have a hard time that believing that they're right there on Mars. I would think that maybe they go to all the planets that, you know, already can sustain life in the universe, and then them there, and we were just one of the seeds.
Oh yeah, and then just see like which one does the best.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That makes sense.
They're not even telling us what those drones over New Jersey are.
I haven't looked up. I saw that headline. I didn't look into that at all.
Dude, that's
Dad, is that you?
Those are nuts.
The drones, I'll look into them later. I haven't had time.
Yeah.
I saw the headline though.
Yeah.
I do want to mention one of our older episodes here, the ghosts episode that we covered, the paranormal. Mm-hmm. And I have some friends who have experiences that I would hopefully like them to share on the pod in a future episode.
Let's talk ghosts, because we always thought about doing ghosts part two.
Yeah, like a full length.
Yeah, so we did. Maybe compile those stories. Oh,
yeah, like get some guests in here, tell their stories.
And that can be maybe season 3, episode 1.
Ooh, yeah. Like, if you guys have experiences, like, please tell us. We want to know about
with them. Ghosts or with any, you know, mythologic things that you can't explain.
Yeah, taboo, paranormal experiences.
Mythological things we can't explain.
What's the word I'm thinking of?
I saw a minotaur once at the bar, and he was I don't know.
Mythological, paranormal?
No, for like the paranormal.
Mystical?
Spiritual?
There's a word, and I feel smart when I say it, and I can't think of it right.
Ectoplasm.
Endoplasmic reticulum?
A cryptid. That's what it is. Came back.
To cryptid.
Me. Yeah.
Cryptids so are animals.
Because that sounds like a cool word. Well, like, it, it could be ghosts. It could be Bigfoot. It could be, you know, if you have experience with
ghosts or cryptids.
No, but it does tie into like
cryptids. You know, the stuff that we cover. Stuff that Joe John
doesn't believe in.
If you fucking experience Bigfoot, you better get your ass on this podcast and tell us about it.
We've talked about so far.
I believe I keep an open mind and believe in everything.
If your family is from Mars, you better fucking tell us.
Call me if you're from Mars. I actually read somewhere that men are from Mars, and I believe women.
I heard girls are
from Jupiter.
Jupiter, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they get more stupider.
Ooh. We just got canceled.
It's all right. Get back in the kitchen, bitch. You shouldn't be listening to the pod.
No females listen to this. It doesn't matter.
We don't know our demographic. Hold on. I always tell everybody about this podcast.
Our demographic is 50-year-old Russian men.
Yeah. Well, actually, we had one from Sweden the other day. Yeah.
Hey.
Whoever listened to our podcast 78 times last Thursday the 5th, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. What the fuck?
I mean, you could spread that out over a couple of days. That'd be nice.
Yeah, let's go back to it right now, too. Yeah, last week, since the day after that, guess how many listens we have to this podcast?
2.
No, more than that. Okay. We get about 2 a day.
6.
12. Okay. I'm glad you guys are underselling. Yeah, so
under promise, over delivery.
Between today and December 6th. Again, today is December 12th for those at home. So if I add one extra day on that, it goes up to 93.
Damn.
It's up 300%. Yeah. For some reason, the Ford Sports House of Cards, which was, I would say, one of the messier episodes that we have done. It was the second episode.
People probably thought we were talking ASMR about the ASMR card show.
Yeah, we just had the mic in the room with like 5 dudes.
Oil you know crinkles what? The whole episode.
Should have just called it the Sausage Fest.
Yeah. You know what? What about the North Koreans?
13 maybe listens.
Maybe a bunch of North Koreans got...
Kim Jong-un, I think they wouldn't they be pinging back to Russia? Because they're all
they on would, yeah.
watching porn now.
Yeah.
Well,
God, we got to stop cranking.
I'm not big into like coincidence, and I told my one friend about this.
Mm-hmm. 90 in the U.S., and then two India, one Mexico.
Let's go India, Mexico.
And
appreciate you.
She actually, she was saying that she had a lot of ghost experiences she would love to share, but she's a stage fright type of person. So
we can take notes.
If you hear this, you know who you are. Jump on the pod, hop in the tree fort.
We could also, if she wants to just record her experience on her own, talk about it, and we can just...
She could write it down and you could read it.
Nope, she's getting in the tree fort.
Okay.
Whatever
she's
going
to get grilled by the boys.
Whatever we need to make women go because we want you in our demo. We want you in our demo.
Install a dishwasher.
We want to be, Jesus.
We want these women to feel comfortable.
You know, a podcast is a really good thing to listen to while you do the dishes.
It's so weird. My dishwasher usually never listens to podcasts. That's so bizarre.
While you do house chores, like, you don't want to hear your kids. You're sick of that.
Oh, man. That was funny.
All right. We got anything else?
Anyway.
Your little lesbian discount day didn't go over very well.
What? My
Sofia Vergara lookalike contest got me nowhere.
I thought you were referencing tires.
Mm-mm.
We're trying to make women feel more comfortable.
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't, but yeah. We can make our own show just about having a podcast.
Dude, yeah, so...
Ooh, the workaholics with a podcast, dude.
Right? The Plus guy the Will.
Yeah.
That's like his dad, I guess, actually. I think like that's about him.
Like, obviously. We should do a talk movie to me for American Psycho.
I watched it.
I said that a couple weeks ago to you, and you said, I don't really, it's not that special of a movie.
It's a great film.
Yeah.
No, I did not.
That is one of my favorite movies of all time. On TikTok of American Psycho, and I really want, I was like, oh, we should watch that. And you were like, I don't know, you were negative about it. I was like, all right.
No, I was not. That is one of my favorite movies.
American Idol.
No, yeah. American Psycho.
I love that movie. I just listened to a podcast today talking about it. So
isn't that convenient?
That's kind of wet his whiskers a little bit.
That's what I would say too if I was lying.
Not at all. Did you know that it was originally?
Chad, do we think he's lying, Chad? Put it in the comments.
Chad, I own ChatGPT, by the way. They
no,
always
it's not ChatGPT. He isn't good. He isn't.
That's a streamer joke.
Oh.
My cooked.
In the chat.
My cooked.
My cooked.
All right.
But, I got nothing. Humans are from Mars.
It was supposed to be Leonardo DiCaprio, not Christian Bale.
Oh, in American Psycho.
Leo would have killed that role.
Well, so...
I just think of Shutter Island and actually, how well he played that.
There's a little conspiracy in that we can save it for that podcast. If you thought I was being negative about it, I do think I remember saying we need to get Joey Barry's on it. But that is one of my favorite movies, so I would do that.
I don't remember what I heard, but I definitely left with the vibe where I was like,
that like sounds... That very on brand for you to be like, I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm pretty sure that you are a giant piece of shit.
No, it sounds like you being a sassy about someone else wanting to do a movie.
No, I love that movie, so I'm glad that you actually
put it in the book.
Saw it.
So, we didn't. Yes,
Mr. Berries, get ready, brother.
Speaking of talk movie, we didn't do any of the housekeeping that we had talked about prior to talking about any of that. So,
well, we can do it now.
Well, I was going to say, if you're still listening, what do we got coming up?
If you're still listening, dear friends, so apparently next season is going to have an American Psycho talk movie to me. But what we want to do. For the last episode of this season to close it out is a Christmas movie draft. So we've been doing drafts. We've been talking movies, Christmas movie draft. So us, you know, Joey Barry's, it was his suggestion. So he will be invited. Hopefully he'll be on it. I bet he'll be on it.
The answer is yes, Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yeah. I asked him the other day, what's his favorite Christmas movie, Django or Saving Private Ryan? And he responded, when is it Christmas in either of those movies? And I said, it's not. I just like watching them at Christmas time. So, so, you know, be prepared for some curveballs in that movie draft from yours truly.
Yeah, but we got to figure out how we qualify Christmas movies.
It's just, it could be whatever we enjoy watching at Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Corey Sharp Nose is jumping in the tree fort to say hello.
And say so hello. That episode will close out season two. We will take our break.
A little off season. Get back into the weight room. Get better.
Hit the PT. Yeah, maybe do some steroids. I don't know. But
fuck them nuts.
Yeah.
So like small nuts.
Yeah, but that's the plan. That's the strategy, yeah. So, yeah, let's wrap this up then, right? Appreciate y'all for listening, as always, for helping us out on December 5th there for that 78 listen day. Thank you, whoever that was. Make sure, you know, tell your friends. Hopefully we can get some more people listening. But anywho,
tell your mom, tell your dad,
tell anybody,
your cousins.
If they got ears, tell them. But we love you. We hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We hope you listen to this all the way through. And we hope you have a great evening. Take care.
Make sure you get your dog spayed or neutered.
That too, yeah. We don't need any more of them.
And your children.
Yeah.
Tree Fort Gang is an Audio Boom original podcast.